We are in Siman Tov Samach Zayin. We're up to Siv Beis, and that's what we'll be doing. Dagon ze shenitpa banohar, grain that was lying in the river, o shenaflo lav mayim, or water fell on it. Af al pi shalom nispakea, even though when you look at the grain, you don't see that it has begun fermenting in a way that it's beginning to split open, swelling up and splitting open. Aser, nevertheless, it is aser. Why is that? The kevan de menech naichi osil de chimutz. Since it was sitting there, it was passive, and it was sitting in the water, there was no esig on it. It's not like the case where we had water dripping on it regularly. So we say that the pressure of the water dripping on it is equal to actual working on it. And here it's just passive, it's sitting there. And we say that the water is vadai machmitzit, even though it does not show any simonim of chimutz whatsoever. Says the Rama, Hagav lochen yesh lizor shlo yavo mayim ukshamim mezalfim al ha'chitim. So therefore, you have to be careful that water or rainwater should not be falling on the wheat. He also afilo lo nizbako asuris, because then even if you will not be able to tell on it that something happened, it's going to become asur. The dogan shayamunach ba'aliyah. If you left the grain up in the attic, v'yardu gshamim derech hagag b'ktsas hamakomus, and the rain managed to creep in through the roof in several different places, v'nislach lechu, and some of the grain got wet, osun shenislach lechu, the ones that got wet, asuris, aval shar makomus mutur lasholson, whereas the rest of them are mutur mikoch svek sveka. There's a svek sveka there. Shema lo yardu aleim gshamim. The areas where the rain didn't fall, where we don't know that the rain fell, maybe there was no rain there. Even if you're going to tell me that the rain did come down, shema lo nischametz, maybe it never turned into chametz. Avlo ochlon bePesach osur v'lo mahani svek sveka, but to eat them on Pesach is osur and svek sveka wouldn't work. So we had here a case where the Mechaber told us that once I know for a fact that the grain actually was soaked in water, so there, even though the grain exhibits no signs of chimutz whatsoever, one has to be choshish that it actually became chametz. Since it was passively in the water, we know that it must be turning to chametz. In a case where I don't know whether the rain reached this point or not, so there the Rama says that it's really mutter because of svek sveka. It's only when I know for a fact that the grain soaked and it shows even though it shows no signs of chimutz, there we have to be machmir. But if I don't know that this part of the grain got wet in the first place, there's a svek sveka. Nevertheless, the Rama tells us that you cannot eat it on Pesach. The question is, why not? What's wrong with svek sveka? Indeed, the Mishnah Berurah brought the sheet of the Beis Meir that it would not be called shmura, and you could not use that for the kazesim of matzah at the Seder. But why shouldn't you be able to eat this on Pesach altogether? So in the Shara Tziyun, he says that the Achronim aren't quite sure, and he brings the Gra, who wants to explain that it's because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Since after Pesach it becomes mutter, therefore we cannot rely on svek sveka, and this is really the rule. The same way that a davar sheyesh lo matirin, something that is later vadai mutter, the halacha is we do not rely on bittel. You do not eat a tarovis of iser veheter if simply by waiting it's going to become mutter shelo ayde tarovis. And there are rules there that's only talking about a case of min domino actually. In the case of svek sveka too, we say that when you have a svek sveka, if it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, the halacha is why eat it? Why rely on your svek sveka? Eat it at a time that you don't have to come on to a svek sveka. The problem is that is the shitas Rambam that chametz is considered a svek sveka. However, it seems that Rov Rishonim, and it seems that we actually paskin this way, that chametz of Pesach is not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Davar sheyesh lo matirin means it is usur only up to a certain point, after which it becomes mutter forever. In the case of chametz on Pesach, it is usur every year on Pesach. What happens after Pesach is not that it became heter, it's just that it's not Pesach anymore. But year after year, its halacha is that it's chametz on Pesach. That is not considered a davar sheyesh lo matirin. So if we don't hold that it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin, we're left puzzled as to why exactly the Rama is machmir. And the maskon of the Shara Tzion is Valkein Bavade Yeshloka B'Mokam Adchak, that B'Mokam Adchak you can actually rely on the Svek Sveki even to eat it.